I think you're overrated.
Thank you. I'm not editing it.
Oh, holy shit, this podcast still exists. What is up, y'all? This is K-Pop Parade, the podcast where we talk about all things K-pop, from news to comebacks and quote-unquote scandals, anything else we can fit into one episode. My name's Trinity.
And I'm Abby.
And today we have a special guest from all the way from 6 minutes up the street from me.
It's Josette. Hi.
Josette is a friend of ours, and she is also a big K-pop fan, and so we are here to K-pop it up.
For Christmas.
For Christmas. Did y'all know that 2020 has been a heck of a year?
That's an understatement.
It's been a year, for sure. It's been a 14-year long year, but it's a year.
There's been a lot to unpack this year. But before we get started with anything, I do want to remind y'all that we do keep up with our Twitter. I say we. Abby keeps up with our Twitter.
Adamantly.
It is at K-Pop Parade, which is K-P-O-P-A-R-A-D-E. Usually we talk about comebacks, recent news, and sometimes towards each other with games. But we're not doing any of that for this episode. Instead, we're going to talk about freaking K-pop Christmas.
Why? Why are we doing this?
Why, you may ask? Why? Because let's be honest, we all just need some good old joy right now. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Let us receive a king. What is the one thing that you hope that Santa brings you this year? I don't know. I don't actually know what I want for Christmas in regards to K-pop. I would like for everybody to take a break. Well, let's see. I want no more mullets. I want everybody to have Sundays off. I want more couples. More variety in music. I also really want that Jungin, Minseok, Kyungsoo unit from EXO to happen. Because I'll die. Trinity, what do you want?
I do remember what it is I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
I do.
It's hard, right?
I want the fan wars on Twitter to fucking stop.
Oh, yes.
I'm over it. I'm over it. It's so stupid. It's so toxic. You don't make yourself look. I had someone call me, say that because I was an old hag on Twitter, that I was self-dragging for that reason alone.
What?
She was upset about something, and she was being shitty to one of my friends in my wavy group chat, and she, like, I can't even remember the full context of the conversation, but her response to me was, go feed your kids. You being on Twitter as an old hag is a self-drag in itself.
Don't you love how at 28 and 29, we're now considered old hags on Twitter?
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Either.
I'm the same age as most of your favorite idols.
It's not good. It's perpetuating importance for something that will never sustain you. Just like NCT will never sustain anything. It's so important to everyone on there. And I'm like, why? Why? What do you get out of this besides stress? That's my question.
I'm just over the whole award show. I'm over the whole award show causing problems. And I get that we have to have them, or whatever society makes us think we have to have them.
Do we have to have them?
I want fan wars to go away. What do you want for Christmas?
I want one of the dating scandals to be that Namjoon is married to some nice girl that's not in the public eye, and that, you know, everyone just supports them.
And he has a baby.
And Minseok has like 6 kids already.
Yes, I want them to be able, if they have a family, I want them to be able to come out and be supported and not feel like they have to hide away.
Like poor Jungdae.
That's what I want. Like poor Jungdae. I also want that Jungin, Minseok, Kyungsoo subunit, or for Minseok and Kyungsoo to get solo albums when they come back.
Ooh.
One or the other, or both.
Ooh, both is good.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I would like EXO to come back in like the heyday. Heyday, yes. EXO.
Yes. Bring back Shing too.
Yeah, just like
give Give me the whole OT9.
OT anything at this point. Give me OT12
if they want to come back, but.
OT anything.
Yeah, OT anything at this point. Just go back to the era when you didn't have odd themes.
When you didn't have, like,
music.
All the different letters that they can shove behind XO. CBX, SC.
But if they're going to do a comeback, I want it to be, like, pre-Cocoa Bop era comebacks.
Yeah, I really liked the Cocoa Bop era. I mean, it was...
Oh, I liked Cocoa Bop.
It was... I liked Cocoa Bop. I liked Power. It was everything after that I haven't been thrilled about. Yes,
exactly. And bring back those winter albums. Where's my EXO Christmas?
Yes!
Like, Universe?
Speaking of Christmas.
Universe was so good. It's on my list.
Universe was great. It was always something to look forward to. Like, we knew we weren't getting a full album or whatever. We had our two comebacks. And then we got our Christmas album, which was always awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about K-pop Christmas things. Okay. All of them. All the K-pop Christmas things.
Yes.
I think that if I had to pick my top favorite overall Christmas K-pop thing, it would be Confession Song by GOT7. Chance to see this video, please immediately pause this podcast and go watch it, but please come back. Like, that's the one requirement, is you have to come back. Mm-hmm. It is so wholesome and pure and awkward, which is everything that Christmas with teenagers should be.
I had never seen this or heard this song until you made me listen to it like 3 weeks ago. It is very awkward.
It's very awkward. I hadn't seen it until then either, and it is definitely awkward.
It's so cute, though. Essentially, the concept of the video is GOT7 is kidnapping children from their classrooms while wearing big reindeer heads.
Terrifying.
They force them into a gym that's all cute and decorated with jolly decor, and they're confronted by a masked figure.
Again,
not creepy. These kids are then forced to, like, awkwardly stand there while GOT7 dance and sing around them for far too long. Before it's revealed that the person underneath the mask loves them, and then in true, totally realistic fashion, they accept that person's confession.
I swear that one chick was like, oh no, this is not happening. But for the sake of this music video, I will say yes. That was probably in, like, the contract. Be like, if you want to be in this, you got to say yes.
Yep.
And they're like, say yes to what? And they're like, don't worry about it.
Just say yes.
Say yes to everything. Yeah. Just if it happens, just say yes.
Yep, exactly.
Did I, like, intentionally attempt to make that sound as creepy as I did? Yes. In actuality, I really do adore this video. It feels super pure and heartfelt. The kids were so nervous. It was super sweet. The song is super light on the ear. It's really catchy. However, if anyone ever tried to confess their love to me in front of Mark Twain.
Mm-hmm. Mainly because he'd stretch his neck out like a giraffe until you couldn't see anybody else but him.
Will you leave his neck alone?
No, I
like,
won't.
One episode.
Because he'd be like,
one episode.
Just like confess, and then it comes in like an anime head or like a straight Orochimaru from Naruto head. And it's just like there, and you're like, oh God, Mark Twain.
Listen, I would still be pissed. Like, how dare you think I would say yes to you in front of GOT7? Who do you think that you are?
You say yes to this Orochimaru neck. Okay.
Listen.
You do you.
It's Mark. It's Mark. Would y'all, like, how would you, like, imagine being a teenager, though, and you're this teenage girl who probably listens to K-pop, and GOT7 is there, and then you have to say, yeah, totally, like, you're the dude for me, not any of these guys that are here.
Absolutely.
Can I confess my love to you instead?
Right? I know this is called Confession Song.
I'll make a confession.
I think it's so cute and wholesome. And it has that, like, real awkward feel to it.
It was very awkward, but very cute. I don't really have a favorite. If I had to choose.
Why do you hate Christmas?
I don't
Why
are hate you a Grinch? Christmas. I Grinch? Do, however, think Christmas music is extremely overrated and very repetitive. Holy crap. Anyway. If I had to pick, I think it would be Taeyeon, her entire Christmas album.
It's so good.
It kept popping up, and I was like, all of these are so great. And she's just great anyway. And she's, like, my favorite female soloist. So, yeah.
One thing, though, I can appreciate about K-pop Christmas music is that there are some of the covers that we're used to, but a lot of it is kind of original stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas we just get 800 covers of Santa Baby every year.
I really don't like that song.
So
when I was going through and adding the scheduling the K-pop music videos to the Twitter to the twit,
yeah,
the twits, it was like the same song over and over again. And yeah, This Is Christmas. I put This Is Christmas on that list like 16 different times by 16 different people, all from like 16 different years of K-pop.
Gisette, what's your favorite K-pop Christmas thing?
So it would have to be a tie between EXO Unfair, the live performance where they dance around in Santa costume.
Except Baekhyun, who tries to be sexy Santa.
Yeah, he tries to be sexy everything.
He always tries to be sexy something. Mm-hmm. And then EXO's Lay's Goodbye Christmas album, specifically the Goodbye Christmas song.
So sad.
When that came out, it's sad, but I also listened to it probably on repeat for a good 2 weeks when it first came out. Mm. It's up there in my favorites.
Which is super valid, because Lay.
Yeah.
Lay.
And I think that was the first year we didn't get an EXO winter album. And,
I think you're right.
Shing released something instead, and I was like, oh, he's saving the season.
He's lit.
Thank you.
He is lit.
He's lit. I do have an honorable mention, just because, again, EXO and Christmas. Mm-hmm. It would definitely be Miracles in December for me. They took a risk and made it Christmas, but sad.
Christmas, but
and it was
sad.
Also one giant ad for Nature Republic is what that was.
Yeah.
But it is also absolutely beautiful. The EXO vocal line will stand the test of time as absolutely phenomenal. Plus, OT12, my Luhan, Gisette's crease. You can't go wrong.
Except for his solo stuff. There you can go wrong.
That's a whole nother episode.
Oh, okay.
That's an episode in itself, is Kreese's solo music.
Oh, I was talking about Luhan.
Oh. Yeah, his two.
Also.
Both of those.
His two.
China Line EXO member.
Solo.
Solo episode.
Right? Rishing is the only one whose music we actually kind of like.
Tao's isn't
honey.
Terrible.
Honey. So we've also made quick little K-pop playlists. I have a whole playlist that I will link in this description for this podcast. And then I will also post it on Twitter where it is a full. How many hours is it? How many hours of K-pop music do I have on that thing? Because I just updated it the other day.
I have no idea.
Pause for dramatic effect. It has 7 hours and 45 minutes of Christmas music on it.
Well, hot damn.
So you will have plenty of Christmas music to fill your next few days with, or if you're one of those people who likes Christmas music year round, no judgment, you do you, boo.
No, there's definite judgment in this corner. Absolute.
So So I
will I say anything? No, but I will judge you.
But yeah, so but if you don't want a 7-hour playlist, here are a few songs that you can just throw on a mini playlist. My first pick is Winter Heat by EXO. Then there's Melt My Heart by Eric Nam.
Shocker.
Shut up. The Eric Nam will always and forever be. You know what? I'm going to make it my goal to mention Eric Nam in every podcast now.
All right. We'll work on it.
And then there's When It's Christmas by Lay, My Grown-Up Christmas List, the cover by Ailey, and Winter Wonderland by Shiny are my picks.
Mm. All quality things. Songs. My list, which is not as short as yours because I couldn't decide, is The Magic of Christmas Time by Taeyeon, and pretty much that entire album, just on repeat. Just do it. Coming Home by NCTU, which shocked me as well.
It's
don't worry.
Because you love Tae-il.
It is absolutely because I love Tae-il. Merry Go Round by Astro, because I love Astro. Mm-hmm. Hello Christmas by Lee Mi Dam. I have no idea who that is, but the song's really good. Candlelight by NCT Dream, because it was very cute. The First Snow by Park Bom in Sundara Park. 21. And then Universe by EXO.
So Jisette got thrown into this podcast about 2 hours ago, so she didn't come in prepared knowing that we were going to make her do this. Do you have any other...
Unprepared.
Do you have any other Christmas songs that you can think of off the top of your head to add to a Christmas playlist?
Can I just see your playlist real quick?
Yeah.
It might jog my memory.
There were a lot of company-wide Christmas songs that I added to Twits.
I've noticed that was a thing, is like the company, yeah. Like the entire company picks select artists to do songs.
Mm-hmm. Like SM Town have done a couple.
JYP's done a couple.
JYP. I put one on there from JYP from 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
And it is bad. It's 10 years old. It's 10 years old and it's JYP 10 years ago. So it's just because he's in it and he's there and it's called JYP's House.
Oh God.
So it's just... It's, yeah. And then FNC artists, they did some. And
I think Cube has one, too.
But, like, at FNC, I was like, who the fuck is FNC? I had to Google who they were and what groups were under them. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's, like, AOA and, oh, those people.
Gotcha.
I was like, oh, this one's from a long time ago, too.
Another good mention, more so the video than the song, but Miracle by GOT7. GOT7 kind of also kills the Christmas game. They do a great... Yeah.
I was going to mention Miracle. Miracle, I would say Crystal Snow by BTS is a pretty good one. And... Mm. Not that there's anything special about the holiday version of Dynamite, but the music video for it is absolutely adorable. If you want some cute BTS, you should go watch the video for the holiday version of Dynamite.
It is cute.
They do that.
I put that one on Twitter.
You what?
I put that one on Twitter.
Shocking. Y'all, we have had one hell of a year here at K-Pop Parade. We've had a hell of a year. You know, everyone has had a hell of a year. We'll be back one more time this year to discuss how 2020 in K-Pop felt for us. And we miss y'all. We miss talking K-Pop.
Yeah.
Our goal is to be back in 2021. Go ahead and tweet us your thoughts on what type of content you'd like to hear on the show next year, and we will talk to y'all soon with our 2020 recap. Thanks for hanging out with us, and thank you, Jisette, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being flexible and jumping on the show super last minute. We hope that whatever holiday it is that you celebrate, thank you for choosing to listen to a K-pop or a Christmas episode if you don't celebrate Christmas, but we hope that whatever it is that you celebrate, it's happy and safe and COVID-free. We will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.